you for calling customer services. This is George speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, George. My name is Tom Rotundo, and I've gotten a charge against from your company for on my credit card, and I don't have any idea what it's for.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
34465.
And thank you for that. And you stated that first and last name was what, sir?
Thomas Rotundo.
All righty. Give me one second, please.
Okay.
All righty. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please?
Yeah, it's 2790 West Pine Ridge Boulevard, Beverly Hills, Florida, 34465.
All righty. Thank you for that. Give me one second while I locate an account associated with you.
Okay.
Alrighty, sir. I do see back on January the 22nd, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive the pulse oximeter.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That item was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store in the terms.
I had no idea that was.
Yes, sir. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that once you join the store, you would be billed 48 hours later after signing up. And that fee that you're being charged is a membership fee.
I don't want that membership.
All righty, sir. I can get you counsel. But I want to remind you that they did, as being a member, they did download a $125 gift card each month that you were enrolled in the store. It was downloaded.
You know, the meter they sent me doesn't even work. It was bad.
I'm sorry about that. But that gift card was downloaded into the email that you provided at the time that you signed up. If you go into your email, there's a link that you can open up. Once you open that link up, you can go online to the web store and purchase some of the best consumer guys at Gadgets there is. So you've been in there since January, so.
Oh, I've never used it. I didn't even know it was available.
Yes, sir, it is available to you.
See, when I bought the meter, it was supposed to be a gift from, I think it was Walmart's or Walgreens or something.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't realize anything about a membership.
Yes, sir. It did state it if you scroll down in the terms and conditions. But I can get you counseled out of that. Give me one second.
Yeah, but I'd like to get my money back, too.
Alrighty, sir. I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't have any further billing on that. I can offer you a 35% refund. Let's see. Well, no, sir. Ever since you've been billed, the last billing that we billed you on was the 12th.
Yeah. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I called my credit card company. They were supposed to. Cancel that.
Yes, sir. It was declined. We billed you on the 11th and it was declined, and we billed you on the 12th. It was declined. So by your financial institute declining it, I don't have any way of refunding you anything.
I mean, am I being billed any more for this thing?
No, sir. I've just canceled you out of it, so you won't be billed any further. Okay?
So all the cancellations they made.
Yes, your financial institute, they declined payment of it.
Okay.
So we were never able to pull anything from you.
See, when I bought the meter, it was supposed to be a gift from Walgreens.
Yes, sir.
I know better to buy stuff like that. I should have realized that.
Yes, sir.
How about the meter that I got? It's no good. Can I get anything on that?
Well, no, sir. I could actually have them to ship you out a new one.
Yeah, but how much is that going to cost me?
It would be the membership.
No, that's okay. Forget it.
All righty.
The membership's been canceled too, right?
Yes, all of you, you're completely canceled out of that, so you won't be bothered any further with it, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All righty, sir, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.